Howdy, people. Now, we all know, I think, that GTA 6 is coming out, I believe, in November. A lot of the gamers are getting excited. Mostly males, I believe. But I've seen online some places where some femons have put a warning out already. That there could be some breakups and divorces because of it. Now, we've all seen videos from times past where femons pick up the PlayStation or gaming machine and throw it out the window. Or hit it with a hammer, or drive over it in a car, because the boyfriend or husband is spending far too much time on it, and not paying attention to her. Of course, you would think that in a relationship or a marriage, this femme would be happy to see you enjoying yourself, not on your Nelly. She wants you to spend all your time paying attention to her needs. Now, us older guys always remember way back when that gaming was really a man's thing. It's not that femmes couldn't play, they just didn't want to. And they tried their very best to stop males playing games. That didn't work too well, so they got into the gaming industry. And then basically destroyed it. Now, go back when I was a very young man. This is in Canada. And we were duck hunting. There was three of us. And it was a morning hunt. Usually they fly for a certain amount of time and then they stop sort of flying or moving around and the duck hunt's over. But this day they seemed to be flying an awful lot. So we made a decision to sort of stay. But one guy said, no, we've got to get back. This guy was married, by the way. We said we'd only stay for an hour or two more until the ducks stopped flying. He said, okay, but you guys are going to be responsible for my divorce. And he was serious. So I guess he was allowed to go duck hunting and have fun with his friends, but only for a certain time. That's not jealousy, really, is it? That's just control. Of course, there's another reason as well. Femmes just don't like males having a good time or having fun, especially when it's without them. And you can bet your bottom dollar there's husbands and boyfriends having to jump through loads of different hoops so that he's allowed to play the game when it actually comes out. For those guys who are with those type of femmes, you should leave them immediately or get a divorce. Because that's not love or caring, is it? That's control and manipulation. Then you'll be able to play the game and have some fun as long as you want. Apparently, even some of these femmes who are obviously crazy have said it's a form of cheating. But it's been going on for many years already, hasn't it? Femmes have taken over male spaces everywhere and destroyed them. Funny, femmes have still got their spaces, though. Thank God there's loads of men everywhere every day waking up and are tired of putting up with this one-way street that everything has to be about the femme. Femmes don't just want males' money and all the other things they can provide for them. They also want the male's soul as well. It doesn't seem to be about love or caring anymore. It's all about ownership. According to most femmes today, a man is only on the planet to service them. Because they are the center of the universe. Really, they're just a black hole, really. Well, in their heads anyway. Their greed is destroying them. And their hate and disdain that they all seem to have now is destroying them from within. You want happiness, peace, and fulfillment, guys. Walk away. Because you can get nookie anywhere today. And there's no need to sell your soul and your dignity in a one-way relationship. And all you will get will be chaos, drama, lies, and deceit. That will waste your precious time and give you nothing but grief. Of course, that's the worst scenario. Males have lost a lot of ground over the years. Can't afford to lose any more. You take it easy, guys.